you from Acts, the first chapter, a verse of scripture that has become a very important scripture, not only to those who need hope and need power, but to those of us who have received this power, it has become a byword amongst us. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now, when we talk about Holy Ghost power, we're talking about the greatest power in existence. Let me explain something to you that I think is very important. There are five powers or forces that science recognizes in this world. Number one, they recognize the weak force. When I first heard about the weak force, I could not understand how any force could be weak. But the scientist who was talking to me explained it in this fashion. Said that when a woman comes down to the point of bearing a child, she comes down to the gates of death, but she comes forth with a victory and a child. Out of weakness is born life. That is a weak force. So there is force, oftentimes in weakness. Then there is what they call the strong force or strong power. That has to do with the elements of the world. You've heard of hurricanes. Some of you may have been through tornadoes. Some may have been through some heavy earthquakes. We have seen and heard about them in the last few years. And these forces are elemental forces under the hand and under the ability of God to either perform or stop. So you understand that there is such a powerful force or powers in this earth. Someone said not long ago when a hurricane hit the East Coast that the power of that force was 500 times greater than any nuclear bomb. So what I'm saying to you in substance, if you want to have a war with the Lord, don't be anxious, because this great God of ours has powers beyond anything that man can contrive. And then, of course, there is electromagnetism, and that is that remarkable magnetism that fills the air. Mr. Bell used it for the telephone. Mr. Edison used it to bring light. And then there are myriad inventions that have developed since that time out of electromagnetism. You turn a switch on in your house and the lights go on. Then you have the matter of gravity. If you don't understand that, let me explain it to you. Jump as high as you can, but friend, you're coming back down. Gravity. But I would like you to know one day the Lord's going to take His church out of this earth. And when He takes His church out of this earth, He's going to take us out of gravity. And we're going up in a moment in the twinkling of an eye when the trump of God shall sound. But gravity is a force. And then the scientist said there is another force that is very difficult for us to understand, and that's the spiritual force. And he explained it in this fashion. He used the matter of Mr. Churchill firing England to a point of bravery and staunchness that brought them from absolute defeat to victory. At one time, if Mr. Hitler had crossed the English Channel, he could have taken England almost without a battle because they had bombed it almost into complete submission. But a man stood up and said, "There'll always be an England. We'll fight on the streets. We'll fight on the shores, we'll fight in our blood, but there'll always be an England." He fired the imagination of the English people, and then, of course, when the Allies came to help them, which included American troops, then there was a victory that came their way. But the point is that one man came out of mediocrity of the normal way of speaking into a position of powerful speech that fired people. Now, if this man could bring such a powerful speech to fire people to stand up and face the enemy, let me tell you about the greatest power in the universe. It starts out in the very first chapter of the book of Genesis, and you will read it. It speaks like this, "And the earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." When God's Spirit moved upon the face of the waters, out of nothing came something. You see, when we talk about without form, it means there was no life. When we talk about void, it means it was absolutely empty. There was nothing there that could bring life. There was nothing there that could spawn life. But when God moved with His power upon the face of the waters, He brought out of chaos life. For He said, "Let there be light." And there was light. There is no greater power than the spoken word. And that power of the spoken word has been energized by the power of the Holy Ghost. I would like for some of you scholars to do some thinking who may be listening to our broadcast today. If you turn to the second chapter of the book of Acts, you will read where it tells us there came the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the people where they were sitting, and they began to speak with other tongues as they were filled with the Holy Ghost. The tongues were motivated by the Holy Spirit. That great power brought a complete transformation to religion. And let me tell you, the people that were there that day, apparently 3,000 strong from what we can gather historically in Bible teaching, those 3,000 laid aside their tradition. They used to bring a lamb for a sacrifice. They used to bring a dove for a sacrifice. They used to bring a he-goat for a sacrifice. When they heard that they could receive the Holy Ghost, and when they asked the question, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" they got this answer: "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Further, the promises unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Then the Apostle Peter, prior to that, explained what was happening in this strange acting behavior of a people that at first some thought were drunk. Some said, "These men are drunk." And others said, "What meaneth this?" And the Apostle explained, "This is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And upon my servants and upon my handmaidens will I pour out of my Spirit, saith the Lord." On that day when the Holy Ghost fell on them and they spake with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance, I want you to notice that the Apostle Peter, who had failed miserably in the front of a little maid when she accused him of being one of those that followed the lowly Nazarene, he cursed and swore. But the Simon Peter that received the Holy Ghost was emboldened. And this man stood up before even the Sanhedrin to declare that the power of that Spirit and the power of that name had healed the man at the Gate Beautiful. Not only that, the Apostle Peter had been given the keys by the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 16 when he was told, "Whatsoever you loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." There's a power of the Holy Ghost invested in the church of the living God that can loose and it can bind. It can bring victory where there is certain powers of Satan that have destroyed the lives of men. It can transform the heart of a man who may be lost in the depths of his sin and his despair. It can change in 1/30th of a second a man's whole lifestyle and send him on his way rejoicing and in a new direction, because the power of the Holy Ghost is the only tool available that can reach into man's brain, reach into his heart, reach into his spirit, and change him and make him a new creature in Christ Jesus. And I'm talking to religious leaders, if you're listening. You have missed something if you have not ventured into the second chapter of the book of Acts. If you have used your pulpit only to hold on to traditions that have never allowed you to step into the depths of God's grace, to understand the goodness of God in His dealings through the power of the Holy Spirit. I have seen that power heal men from sicknesses that doctors said they could never be healed from. I've seen that power take a drug addict who was bound by drugs and loose him and make him a vessel for God and a witness of righteousness. I have seen that power come down into a hospital room where a woman was dying and bring her back to life again. And when I tell you that, I'm not talking to you about something abstract. I'm talking to you about my own dear wife who was touched by the Holy Ghost and brought back to life by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my friend, let me tell you something. As you listen to this broadcast today, you're missing something. You're sitting on some pew just warming it when you should be on your feet praising God and glorifying His name with the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something, preacher. You missed it when you jumped over the book of Acts. You really missed it. You were afraid to venture into it because you thought you would tear down some of the tradition you had been preaching for years. Come on, friend. Get into the book of Acts. Get into the second chapter of Acts. Get where the power of the Spirit begins to work on the souls of men and set them free. If you have never seen somebody bound by sin suddenly set free, come forth shouting and praising God, you have missed a lifetime of joy. How can I have that Spirit? It's coming straight to the throne. It's coming with repentance. It's coming with faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's coming to be buried in His name. Buried with Christ in baptism. Not only are you buried with Him, but you rise with Him to walk in newness of life. You are planted with Him in the likeness of His death, so that when you come up out of that planting, you are in the new resurrection, the mystical resurrection of the Holy Ghost. It is the greatest power existing amongst men. The Spirit of the Lord is so powerful that when we preach about it, it gets hold of us. I stand before a microphone and an audience tonight and I want to shout. Hallelujah! For the power of the Holy Ghost. We of the United Pentecostal Church want our friends in harvest time to know you can have this experience. You can come from death unto life, from darkness unto light. Our God can change.